We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I feel like Kirk Cousins.
The Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
You feel mediocre, Shasky? You feel mediocre this morning?
Actually, I feel great.
then you don't feel like Kirk Cousins.
Feel like a payday's coming on?
Hey, no, oh, a payday is coming on. We could all use it. Santa's birthday on Saturday, so you know, payday's basically.
You know, can we, payday's just for gone. A moment, let's pause. Payday's gone. It's so hard to shop for women. I'm sorry. I don't care what anyone says.
Dude.
When you've been together for a long time,
right.
It's really difficult because you can't even remember what you got the year before, let alone multiple years before. And it's like, anything you get is just never going to be good enough. I don't care what anyone says.
It'll be good enough. It'll be good enough. It's just the thought that counts. You got to get a little more creative.
Go experience than actual like physical gift too. Yeah. Go out somewhere. Those things are, yes.
Right. I agree with that. But I'm talking about like, trust me, when you have it all staggered up, because I got Christmas, her birthday, Valentine's, bang, 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 bang. Bro, it becomes very difficult.
Oh, well, you know, my sister's birthday, January 23rd. My mom's February 23rd. And it's this month. And then there's Mother's Day. Mother's Day's 13th? Creeping.
Yeah, it is.
Mother's Day's a sleeper.
Yeah, we should get some flower companies calling in. Bugasian.
Yeah, hey, not only that, then you get the Valentine's Day. We all remember that. So, yeah, the first 5 months of the year is rough. Rough. And then you get a little
really
break.
A couple years.
No, I have not.
Boy.
I don't know, Joe.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you got to get creative, man. But anyway. Thank God for payday on Friday. Oh, I need that.
My money's gone before I even get it.
The Warrior checks are gone.
Yeah, I know.
We usually counted on those until May.
The caterer and the Irish Center got my money before I even cash it.
Dude, they're done. Done. Is Brandon Ayuk done with the 49ers? By the way, make sure you subscribe to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Sam Lubman and Joe Shasky bringing the best damn Giants talk in the Bay Area, period, every single week, all season long. Win or lose, subscribe today on iTunes and Spotify, wherever you like to listen to podcasts. To stop panicking about the Giants. I'm not sure you listen to that podcast. Lubman's not panicking yet. He's in a good mood. Shasky, is he panicking about the Giants? I don't know yet. But it sounds like Shasky... And I want to hear this because, you know, I'm a big Brandon Ayuk guy.
I know you are. A lot of people
huge.
Are. I like him, too.
Huge. It would be tough for me to trade Brandon Ayuk and to see him go. But
possibly.
I'm willing to hear things. I trust John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan to make some moves.
Let's go on the knowns, okay? I feel like it's pretty, as of today, it feels pretty concrete that they're going to pay Brock Purdy. Now, I don't think he's going to get a $300 million deal, but to me, somewhere in the 50 to 85 million guaranteed range is going to hit his direct deposit. He's not a guy who's been established and has made a lot of money. If he was a, you know, top of the round first rounder or even a second rounder, he'd have some M's right. in the bank. He doesn't have any M's in the bank. This is a guy who's been making nothing. So I'm just going off what I feel today. I think that he's going to get 50 to 85 million guaranteed. It'll probably be very similar.
50 to 85. Damn.
What?
It's just,
that's over.
No, I know. It's just like, wow.
But Brock that's the
Purdy's
market.
Get 50 to, I know it is. I know it is.
Right? And like, look.
Oh, that makes me cringe a little bit.
Does it?
It does.
Why?
Oh, I can't unsee the playoffs, Shasky, with Brock Purdy. I can't unsee the postseason.
Do the drives? I've watched back the Super Bowl a few times, and I watched it about 3 weeks ago again.
I don't think he was that bad in that
game. No, he wasn't that bad. He wasn't that bad at all. In fact, I thought he did a lot of really nice things.
But I did see a limited quarterback.
I did see
a limited quarterback.
It's interesting you say that. I go in the other direction.
Yeah.
I saw a limited offense, and that's where I say to myself, two of these things can be equal at the same time. Number one, Brock needs playmakers around him. So does every quarterback around him.
Yeah.
Every quarterback.
Except Mahomes.
Well, and even then, he needed playmakers around him. Like Kelsey's one of the greatest
Kelsey's
playmakers.
One of the greatest playmakers, no doubt. But I mean, all these other guys, Rashee Rice, and
they traded for Mecole Hardman. Yeah, he's back
not bad.
Again.
He wasn't bad. I mean, but not elite weapons. Not elite.
Oh, that I agree with. I agree with. And Rashee Rice, I think, is coming on, but well, he's got issues himself. And I'm watching Deebo Samuel, and I'm like, I just think that particular game wasn't a great game for Deebo Samuel for a variety of reasons. He's a really good player, but you could see where this is going financially. To understand sports in the modern day, you better understand the finances. So I think Brock's going to get somewhere between $50 and $85 million guaranteed, right? And because of that, I think it's imperative, because we all agree, he's a good player, and you have to have playmakers around him. It's imperative that they add to that bucket
of
wide receivers.
So why trade Brandon Ayuk then?
Well, because you can't afford to have all these guys making that kind of money. You just can't, to round out the rest of the roster. And I have to project here. Forget Brock for a second. What about Christian McCaffrey? I know we want to say running backs don't matter. This guy's making $12 million this year and $14 million next year.
Well,
I don't think...
Don't say that out loud, because... Something we were arguing about something. I said, why wouldn't Christian McCaffrey hold out and get more money? You know what I'm saying? But I don't think it's in his DNA. I think he would have tipped the Niners off by now to get that new buddy. But maybe they know something that said, hey, we got to pay McCaffrey. And all of a sudden, now you got something.
So
now
that's
you're in
where
the
I'm
pickle.
Going.
Now you're in the pickle if you got that. But
so
I don't,
that's where I'm
but
going.
McCaffrey said nothing. It sounds like McCaffrey is going to play through his contract. By the way, McCaffrey, he has two more years left on his deal.
12 and 14.
14.1 and 14.3.
Yeah, and so the way I'm looking at it is I probably want to keep Christian McCaffrey over all the guys on offense, whether it's Kittle, whether it's Ayuk and Deebo. If I'm betting on one player for the next 2 years as the Brock money hits,
now
I'm going to go with CMC.
Even at that usage rate?
Absolutely.
Because last season it was, hey, let's taper down on his touches.
Still had 350 touches.
Yeah, no, I know, I agree. But I was like, hey, give him all the touches he needs. I need McCaffrey to touch the ball. I need him to be on the field. But there was a concern and a big contingent in his fan base and media market. We need to taper down on his touches.
Yeah, but that's
so
still...
you want to go 350 touches over the next 2 years of McCaffrey? That's how you get a guy hurt.
Well,
because I don't know if he could replicate what he did
last season
all the touches. I know exactly.
So you want to
pay him and give him new money?
No, I want him to feel happy and I want him to get compensated because he's a unique
nothing
weapon.
Nothing has screamed that he's unhappy.
No, but I just think that's due right by the player. And I can't have Deebo Samuel make it $25 million. I can't have Ayuk make it $25 million and my best player on offense making half of what those guys are making.
But Ayuk's not making that right now.
No, I know, but that's what he's asking for.
He's getting 14.
I mean, like the number is cast and die. We already know what the number is. It starts at $25 million a year for a wide receiver of his ilk. And I'm looking at someone like Devontae Smith. What he got.
Yep.
And to me, that's the starting point. Yep. And there's nothing below that. That's what he's going to be asking
for. So why not? Why move off of
Ayuk
when he's your best wide receiver?
No, I agree with
you. In terms of route running, catching, yards per catch, catch radius, wingspan.
Because you got to get cheaper.
Why not?
You
got to
get cheaper.
But why not look at Deebo Samuel, who's making 28?
Right now, I can't move him. I can't move him. And so right now, the guy who's going to get me more value, because Deebo Samuel's dead cap hit is way higher.
I know it's a lot higher.
And I don't think he's as coveted as what Brandon Ayuk is. I'm looking at Washington, and we can argue all till we're blue in the face. They've got two second rounders, 36 and 40. They've got three third rounders. All right. Adam Peters is the GM there. They clearly need a playmaker, and they can give me a weaker wide receiver back in return. And I'm looking at the sweet spot of this draft. Your guy Keon Coleman, the kid from Texas, there are going to be playmakers available at the bottom of the first round through that second round. This feels a lot like that Deebo Samuel draft when AJ Brown and DK Metcalf and Deebo came out.
That's
there are going
players.
To be a plethora of wide receivers available for this team. So I'm looking at the Kansas City model. I'm even looking at the Dallas Cowboy model. When you pay the quarterback, you have to get cheaper at the skill positions. And so one more year of Deebo, and I'm going to have to clear this out.
So let me
minimum
ask you this,
of
then.
One wide receiver drafted this year.
Then let me ask you this, because they've drafted wide receivers
and they haven't hit.
And they haven't hit at all. That concerns me.
Yeah.
Ayuk is the one guy who has hit for them alongside Deebo Samuel. Two guys who have hit. We know about the Dante Pettises, the Jalen Hurts, the Richie James Juniors, the Trent Taylors. Who else you got? You got a name, you got a plethora. Who's our boy? Danny Gray.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't panned out yet.
Ronnie Bell.
I mean, this is a loaded wide receiver class. But is the quarterback good enough to elevate a rookie wide receiver?
See,
is Brock Purdy good enough to? Because Mahomes, what we know about Mahomes and what we know about Josh Allen and what we know about Joe Burrow, they can elevate wide receivers.
I would agree. Then let me ask you about this.
Have we seen that with Brock yet?
Well, I think he's done a great job. I think the best years of Aiyuk were with Brock Purdy.
Yeah,
I
no
think
doubt.
It's, I think it's inarguable.
It's inarguable.
So I believe that Aiyuk's game to a degree was elevated when Brock Purdy became quarterback.
Okay.
All right.
That's cool.
And then I look at someone like Dak Prescott. I don't even think Dak Prescott's one of the greatest quarterbacks. He's a good player. I think all would agree. I'm taking Brock over Dak specifically because of the money. But I look at Dak Prescott. Does he make CeeDee Lamb or does CeeDee Lamb make him?
CeeDee Lamb's exploded with Dak. I mean, they've made sweet music together.
To me, that's the template for what I'm looking for the 49ers.
You can argue with that with Devontae Smith and Jalen Hurts.
Exactly.
Is Jalen Hurts making Devontae better or is Devontae making Jalen Hurts better?
I think it's a little bit of both.
I think it's a little bit of both.
And that's where I look at Brock. Like, I'm betting on Brock if I'm the 49ers. I think they're going to bet on Brock, at least for the next couple of years. He's going to get at least a 2-year guarantee. And if I know the Niners, they're going to do something like the Jimmy deal where he gets paid a lot of upfront money. And I'm just looking at how to balance my books. And I'm saying to myself, I got to take care of McCaffrey. The last guy that I need getting but frustrated over the next 2 years is McCaffrey.
But you don't have to go to the table with McCaffrey.
I think they're going to.
And McCaffrey has never, ever complained about anything. He's making a $14 million over the next 2 seasons. I would think that he would maybe, what's that? Oh, 2 minutes? Oh, I heard something. I was like, wait, what happened? McCaffrey, with all the touches that he has, mm-hmm. and you break the bank for him, and he's getting close to 30 as a running back. As much as I love Christian McCaffrey, and I wanted this guy mm-hmm. here, I wanted this guy to be a three-down player, and he is. He's all that. Boy, if you paid a running back.
I think you have to just treat him right.
That's a risky situation,
yeah,
man.
But you can move some of the Aiyuk money and give him some of the guarantees now and roll it over the next 2 years, because I'm betting on him for the next 2 years, and it is risky. Dude, it's a roll of the dice. You paid Debo, and that was a risk, and it's been okay.
I understand the dead cap or whatnot. I'm trying to keep Aiyuk over. I think Aiyuk and CMC is the better 10, though.
Yeah, but because of the money back, that you paid Debo, you're limited.
I know you're limited, but I would have to take the bullet, or I'm just standing pat this year. I'm going to give Aiyuk his money and revisit the situation next offseason with Debo and George Kittle.
Well, since remember, that's an element
because George Kittle, because that's what I want. I want
no, but I still draft Aiyuk. A receiver this no, year.
Nobody's saying you don't need to. Because I'm looking at Debo in the future and I'm looking at Aiyuk in the future. I always want to draft a wide receiver. Nobody's saying that at all. You don't just go through the draft and not draft a wide receiver. No, you don't do that. But you keep Aiyuk, you pay him his money, I'm keeping Debo, I'm running this offense back at 30 points per game, and then next offseason is where I got to make some decisions on George Kittle, Debo Samuel, and maybe clear the bear. And then that receiver that you draft this year, he's up to speed, and he's ready to start right away with Brock Purdy once he gets his new money. So I don't think we have to jump the gun yet this offseason to start moving all these parts around. I want to just stand pat for a second, give Aiyuk his new money, bite the bullet, and then we get the next offseason. That's where John Lynch and Parag Marate get creative with the Brock Purdy deal. They get creative with maybe moving on off of George Kittle and Debo Samuel, but I've got to run this back one more time. That would bother me if they moved this off. My priority
would be to keep everything the same for one more year. You do have the franchise tag in your back pocket. But it sure feels like Brandon Aiyuk doesn't want to report and get on the field until he gets paid. But
okay, make sure you don't miss that break, all right,
bro. I want to continue this conversation. 888-957-9570. I want to continue this one because we went through the same thing with Debo. We went through the same thing with Nick Bosa. They all got their money. They all got paid, and everybody was happily living happily ever after once they got their money. Why is the Aiyuk smoke screen so alarming to a lot of Niner fans when Debo basically did a lot of things worse? He was in a club saying, "Yeah, I'm out.
I'll explain why it's so dire.
I wonder why. The segment was sponsored by Go to St. Lumber, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStLumber.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.